love I've got, you'll forget about her and find it easy to live without her.
This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Spring by Saint Etienne. That's a spring classic, obviously. The song is called Spring. It's a great spring song, and it's almost spring. I hear it's going to be 58 degrees on Tuesday, maybe Monday, which is huge. That's huge. Today I'm going to be playing songs that I'm giving to myself as a gift. It was just my birthday, and so it's birthday week. And I'm going to play songs today that I really, really love. And yeah, that's all I really have to say. I've played these songs on the radio before, probably, or most of them I've probably played before, so as a gift to myself, I am letting myself play them again, which is obviously allowed, but I feel like that feels forbidden. So that Saint Etienne song is one of my absolute faves. I just got a record of that song from my friend Margot, which was a very nice gift. And so I've been listening to that on my record player, which has been pretty epic. Next up, I'm going to play a song called Evening Mirror. This is a new song. It's from the soundtrack of the movie The Sweet East, which I just saw last Sunday, so a week ago, at the Brattle. And embarrassingly enough, that was my first time at the Brattle. It was so awesome. I need to go back. I need to go back like every week before I graduate. And I'm really sad that it took me this long to go to the Brattle because it was such an awesome experience. It's a huge theater. I was sitting on the upper balcony, which I've never done in a movie theater before. But the crowd was like, it was jam-packed. It was like a 9 p.m. screening on Sunday night, so I was super surprised to see so many people there. Some people from Tufts that I recognized, so that was fun. So I highly recommend going out to the Brattle if you get the chance. It's awesome, and it's also cool to support independent theater, so yeah. Period. Okay. Next up is Evening Mirror, and it's by Paul Grimstad and sung by Tolly Ryder, who is the star of The Sweet East. She's so awesome. She's the, I guess, I don't know what that would be called. She's an actress who's in that movie that I just saw, and she's so awesome. I think she's like sort of up and coming, so if this is your first time hearing of Tolly Ryder, I would highly recommend looking her up. She has like one of the most beautiful faces I've ever seen, so I've been kind of obsessed with her ever since the movie, and she was so, so great in the movie. So see The Sweet East, go to the Brattle Theater, look up Tolly Ryder. Those are my recommendations, and I will talk to you later. This is Evening Mirror.
I live my honeymoon. You rule my body. I just feel that it's good. Yet my mind aches. You bust my real thoughts when you're with me. Till the night's away, I am sitting. I watch the fireworks, no matter a town. I feel the midnight crush, feeling without knowing the other. Tonight, let me handle this affair. Let me handle this affair.
Was Honeymoon by Phoenix, one of the greatest bands of all time, and I'm not afraid to say it. I feel like listening to Phoenix sometimes makes me feel like I have like a dirty little secret, which is sad because Phoenix is so good, and that song is just so great. My friend sent me that song once and was like, "This song reminds me of you," and we were both just like, relishing in how romantic that was platonically. And so that was beautiful. Every time I listen to that song, I'm like, someone should get married to this song. It's a little cheesy, but that's kind of why it's good. And I think that's sort of the vibe of most of these songs that I'm going to play today. They're all a little bit like my guilty pleasures, I would say. And there's no guilt in having guilty pleasures or having little secrets that you share sometimes on air to your 20 listeners, half of which may be Russian bots, but we don't know. We don't know. there's no way to say whether or not we have bots listening to us on radio. We don't have like one of those CAPTCHA things, which would be kind of funny. It would kind of slash our listenership, I think, if we had like a I am not a robot checkpoint before the stream button. I don't know what sort of information they might get from college radio. It is really funny to think about them like collecting data that would be valuable in any sort of way. This is what college students in liberal America sound like. Or maybe they're just harvesting my voice data. I did. Over the summer, I have a friend who was like, do you want to have like an AI voice? And I put my voice or the recordings of my voice that are on WMFO.org into an AI thing, which usually I'm like, that's kind of cringe. But for the purposes of what I'm about to tell you, it was pretty cool, I would say. So I put my voice or my recordings of my voice into this AI thing, and then it recreated my voice. I mean, it did sound pretty bad, but I like made a little recording and sent it to a friend of the AI voice, and they were like, are you okay? Like, what's going on with you? So clearly it sounded wrong, but it was close enough that it just sounded like something was really off with me. So I don't know. Maybe I am pro AI. I am a former SDS major after all. Anyway, this next song is another dirty little secret of mine. It is Step by Vampire Weekend. No shame in the game. Vampire Weekend is amazing. This song is even more amazing. And this album is even more amazing. It's off the album Modern Vampires of the City that was released in 2013. And this song is just kind of epic. I listened to it a lot when I was a kid and then have revisited it since in college. And I have nothing but good things to say about Vampire Weekend. So I'm going to stop talking. So we can all shut up and listen to this amazing song that I am gifting to myself as a little present for my 22nd birthday. So, this is Step by Vampire Weekend.
Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. Like Englewood, Mechanicsburg, Anchorage, and Dar es Salaam. We'll home in New York with champagne and disco. Tapes from LA / San Francisco. But actually, Oakland and not Alameda. Your girl was in Berkeley with a communist reader. Mine was in tune with a boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible girl that was back then. Gloves of love, the wisdom teeth are love. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the highs. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. Ancestors told me the dagger was better. She's richer than Croesus, she's tougher than leather. I just ignored all the tales of a past life. Stale conversation deserves but a bread knife. And punks who would laugh when they saw us together. Well, they didn't know how. on Aster. Snow falling slow to the sound of the master.
Get closer up, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest love. I can't do it alone. Do it alone.
Wisdom's a gift, but you trade it for youth. Age is an honor to stand out the truth. We saw the stars and they hid from the world. You cursed the sun when it stepped to your girl. Maybe she's gone and I can't resurrect her. Truth is, she doesn't need me to protect her. We know the true death, the true way of our flesh. Everyone's dying, but girl, you're not old yet.
Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the high. Such a modest mind. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone.
Every time I see you, step to my door.
Dodging holes and can make you feel so loved.
That was the Spider Bite song by the Flaming Lips, of course. And before that, you heard Step by Vampire Weekend. Both bands were fixtures of my childhood. I didn't really get into the Flaming Lips myself until, I would say, COVID. And my dad has the deluxe version of the Soft Bulletin, which is the album that the Spider Bite song is on. And so we have like the unfinished version or something like that. And I remember we were comparing like the two versions of the record. That was not really a story because I actually don't know what the record was, but there was one that was like remastered or something. Deluxe thing. Records are things that people with disposable income like my dad can buy, and not me. So thankfully, he can buy that and I can enjoy it when I go home, and that's pretty awesome. I really haven't listened to the Flaming Lips that much recently, but I should, and I was reminded of that song because I have it on a playlist of songs that I made for days. This is the name of the playlist. It's called 4 Days That Are Big Somehow. And I have this problem, which is that on days that are big somehow, whether it's your birthday, or it's Christmas, or New Year's, or some other significant date, maybe one that you don't like so much, it's hard to figure out what to listen to because you listen to your normal songs, and they're just not hitting the same. And maybe you need something with like a real punch to it, and that Flaming Lips song is on that playlist because I think it really packs a punch. And that whole album, actually, for me, really does. So maybe I'll play some more of those songs from that playlist. I think a lot of these songs are on that playlist, to be fair. These are kind of like my big songs. You know how you have songs that are like your big songs, and then you have songs that are like your easy listening songs? These are my like hard-hitting big songs. So I'm revealing all of my secrets today. I'm leaving nothing to be mysterious anymore. I'm laying it out all out on the table. And yeah, that's the goal of the episode today. The next song that I'm going to play is one from Wilco. The song is called Summer Teeth, off of the album Summer Teeth, which is somehow categorized in our system as a country album. I don't know if I agree with that. But genre is fake, as I always like to say, as I've always said, forever. And anyway, this is Summer Teeth by Wilco, and I hope you like it, and I hope it plays at the appropriate time, because I know how to use this board, this big board in front of me. Anyway, yeah, this is Summer Teeth by Wilco.
Starts in a bowl behind the bank. And every evening when he gets home to make his supper and eat it alone, his black shirt cries while his shoes get cold. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything.
doesn't seem to mean anything. One summer of suicide, another autumn to travel the skies. He hits news twice before he dies. And every evening when he gets home, to make his supper and eat it alone, his black shirt cries while his shoes get cold. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's just a dream he keeps having. Kitchen in your chair. Sometimes he forgets that you're even there. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's just a dream he keeps having.
emergency. Rope on rope houses, returning if to stay. Letting the daydream for a little while longer. Hey, hope I never wake when I'm thinking about you. Yeah, yeah. Hope I never wake, 'cause now I'm thinking about you. Too many nails don't end, melt into rain. Oh, see me rainbow, it's sunny again. Swallows overhead while the traffic snarls below.
That was When I'm Thinking About You by The Sundays. And before that, you heard I'd Have You Anytime by George Harrison. Two perfect, perfect songs. No notes. Songs that I love to revisit every once in a while, and especially on big days like one's birthday. It's time for me to read a PSA because it's 3:40 and 58 seconds, 59 seconds. So I'm going to share a little bit about 91.5 FM College Radio. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I would highly recommend listening to Wellesley College Radio. I have a former subletter of my house who has a show at Wellesley, and her show is great. She plays a lot of fun, dancey music, so would highly recommend. I don't remember what her show is, so otherwise I would shout it out. I think it's on Monday nights at like 8, but I'm not really sure. But just listen to 91.5, I guess, wherever you are in eastern Massachusetts. Unfortunately, WMFO I don't think has a ton of range. I've been in the car before and trying to listen to WMFO, and sometimes it's a little challenging. It sounds like kind of staticky and terrible, but maybe that was probably the car's fault. That would never be our fault, because our tower probably goes far and wide. I definitely know how radio works. Anyway, guys, I don't really have much to say. Maybe I should just play another song. This next song is really not like the vibe of any of these other songs that I've played today, but it's one that I revisit very often because it's just so nice. The song is called Easy Lovers, and it's by Piero Piccone off of the album Camille 2000, which I believe is a soundtrack. And so I listen to the song all the time. I was really into like Italian soundtracks for movies that I had not watched like 2 years ago when I was down in the dumps. And so if you're feeling down in the dumps at any point, I would highly recommend listening to Italian soundtracks because they are quite beautiful and they make your life seem more beautiful. And I think we're going to play some more soundtrack music. Stay tuned for maybe Johnny Greenwood, something to really look forward to. So yeah, this is Easy Lovers.
Thank you.
That was House of Woodcock by Johnny Greenwood off of the album for the movie The Phantom Thread. And listening to that really made me want to rewatch that movie, which I've only seen once, and I saw it sophomore year, and that was too long ago, so maybe a revisit is in order. People keep asking me for my 22nd birthday, what are your hopes, goals, aspirations, dreams, etc.? And I didn't really have an answer for them. But I think my answer is to laugh. Yeah. There's not much to it. I've just been told, I received some feedback that maybe I'm too much of a laugher, and I'm gonna laugh more. When you're told not to laugh, I think that's a sign that you should laugh more. And laugh with more conviction. So keep laughing. Nothing too deep, but I feel like for my 20 listeners, half of which are Russian bots on the WMFO website, you should all laugh and spend the rest of your day laughing, because it's Sunday and Sunday sucks, except for 3 to 4 p.m. on WMFO.org or in the studio at WMFO. Because we spend the entire hour listening to music that's great and laughing the entire time. Anyway, next up is a song that I really, really love from Marvin Gaye. And the song is Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology. And I've played this song probably like 6 times on air because I am pretty obsessed with it. And it's a song that I think, I don't even know if I recognize how good it is anymore, because I've listened to it so many times and it's more about the familiarity of it than it being a good song, which it is. I'm going to sit back and enjoy this one and then maybe have time for like 1 minute of the next song before the next DJ takes over. But I'm really glad you are listening, and I will talk to you after this next amazing song, Mercy, Mercy Me by Marvin Gaye.
Skies go, poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me, mercy. All things and what they used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Facing what they used to do, lost more radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
Hey guys, that was Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology by Marvin Gaye. And it's my time to wrap up the show. So as a reminder, this is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for letting me spill all of my secrets on air. And I hope you will listen again next week. I always make promises for big things for next week, and I never really deliver, but I hope you always tune in because not because of the promises that I make, but because of the songs that I play and the banter I provide. I don't know why I just phrased it like that. I think my head is still stuck in yesterday. I had a UK themed party, and then we all ended up speaking in British accents, and my British accent is inspired by this girl that I met when I was in London, who had like an ultra posh British accent, and I thought she was so cool. Her name was Cece. I forgot that yesterday, but her name was Cece, and she had like the most beautiful posh British accent, and her phrasing was just always so awesome. The one thing that I remember her saying, and it's like seared into my memory, this is like the only thing I can remember from study abroad. She would say, Jellicoe Cat. And that was like, just, that was beautiful. Anyway, I'm going to get to play like 2 seconds of the song that I'm finishing the show with. But of course I had to play some Wise Blood for my own birthday show. This song is A Lot's Gonna Change. And it's a good one. It's one that I saw Wise Blood with my friend Katie, who was actually just here at Tufts. But we saw her together in Paris, which was a pretty awesome experience. The crowd was awesome, and they were all singing along in English, which was also great. French accent, Wise Blood sing-along. So that was awesome. And I did shed a tear to this song. I was going to play a different one that was pretty influential in the past year, but we don't have time for that. And I really don't have time for this song either. So, I hope you enjoy the first minute of A Lot's Gonna Change, and I hope you stay tuned for the next DJ. Peace and love. Talk to you guys next week. This is A Lot's Gonna Change by Wise Blood.
If I could.